Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 here in the DMV. In Richmond, appreciate you listening to us on 910 The Fan or 105.1 FM. We're streaming live on the free Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you as always by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just visit cropmetcalf.com to join their team. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Eric Bickle, Johnny Cake Sawville, and Jason Bishop. Our pal Danny Rouillet is going to join us coming up in 20 minutes for our colleague check-in, co-host of the Grant and Danny Show here on 106.7 The Fan. Right now, we're going to go around the NFL with the Junkies Blitz, brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis. They have a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture. Mondays like to do what did we learn from the games on Sunday. I'm going to start with one that's kind of Commanders related. We learned that the Bears game is not going to be a gimme for the Washington Commanders.
Mm-mm.
The Bears have won four in a row. Beat up on the Jaguars, who are terrible, 35-16, but Caleb Williams is getting better, had four touchdown passes in the game.
Also rushed for 56 yards.
Yeah, he was running really well.
Yep. If you look at his QB rating, the traditional QB rating, this is what it's been week after week. 55 and 51 the first 2 weeks, horrible. 80.8. 106.6, 126.2, 124.4. Trend line moving up. He's got nine touchdowns, just five picks on the year.
And after
his first two games, he had no passing touchdowns and two picks. His last four, he's got nine, and he does have three picks. And he threw one yesterday, underthrew a deep ball. I think it was to, can't remember who, maybe Odunze. But four touchdowns. The Jags are terrible. But he is playing a lot better.
And DeAndre Swift has emerged after two or three really poor games to start the season.
Yeah.
I mean, he's become the centerpiece of their rushing attack.
So I think we learned, if you didn't know already, Jordan Love last season was not a fluke.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love is a true stud. Four touchdown passes. Did have a pick in their win against Arizona, 34-13. Packers now 4-2.
I think he's tied for second in the NFL with touchdown passes with 12, yes. And he's missed two games.
Yeah.
So, like, when he's on the field, that dude is dealing.
He threw it to maybe four different guys.
I thought Dobbs had two.
Okay, so it was three different. Yeah, because Watson had one and Reed had one.
Right.
And the second one to Dobbs, I believe it was the second one, that was one of those deals where he just floated up to the pylon and Dobbs made a great play.
Yep.
And because it looked like it was kind of underthrown, but then on When I started thinking about it, I was like, no, he's throwing to that spot, right to the pylon.
Yeah.
Because Dobbs looked like he overran it, and then he just turned around, and the defense wasn't ready, and boom, it was right there.
And Dobbs is a guy who was unhappy with his role, got suspended for a week last week,
yep.
comes back, has an instant impact. He's got a lot of good young pass catchers around him there.
And Kyler Murray, and that offense was just awful.
Kyler Murray is either going to have like a 3 or 4 touchdown game, or he's just going to disappear for 3 quarters
of the
game.
Well, he's disappeared for most of the year.
Like, I just don't understand that team. Like, it's can beat the Niners on the road and then just not show up the next week against Green Bay. Now, it hurt also that Marvin Harrison Jr. left with a concussion early. So, I mean, that's part of it, I'm sure, but... It's just a weird Cardinals team.
We learned that the Eagles just aren't right. They got the win against the Browns, 20-16. And Jalen Hurts threw 2 touchdown passes. But they just don't look right. Sirianni got into it with the crowd.
They should be more upset than Skins fans.
Probably.
If you're an Eagles fan, you should be more upset after that win than we are after the loss.
I don't know about upset, but you're concerned.
Yeah.
I thought they would be more explosive. Now, the Browns, look, Washington certainly exposed the Browns a couple weeks ago, and the Browns' defense didn't look as good, but, man, I thought the Eagles would be much more explosive getting all their guys back. Now, he did throw touchdowns to those who missed.
Mm-hmm.
He threw one to AJ, and he threw one to Devontae. But you're right. It's like in the red zone, they weren't doing much. Defensively, they got after Deshaun, and the only touchdown that Cleveland scored, the Matha kid, Rodney McLeod, fumble return for a touchdown.
Nice.
Hey, just give
me. Cleveland could not score an offensive touchdown.
Just give me the stat line for giggles on Jahan Dotson.
1 catch for 10 yards.
Yep. So he's up to
three targets.
I believe he's up to 6 catches for 35 yards a season.
You know what? Yeah. Masterstroke by Adam Peters to get the third round pick in return.
Did they get a third?
Yes. I believe it's a third round pick in return.
Yeah, they stole that.
Yeah.
Another great Ron pick.
The hits keep coming for Ron Rivera. A
couple of
terrible.
Amazing stats related to that game. Number one, the Eagles haven't scored in the first quarter this year.
Mm-hmm.
So they are starting very slow. They don't score in the first quarter. The other thing is, now this streak was snapped, but just we've talked about how bad Cleveland has been. But consider this. They went 26 straight third downs without a conversion.
That's just embarrassing.
Do you know the last
26 straight times without one conversion on third down?
Care to guess the last time Deshaun Watson had a 300-yard passing game? Just take a random guess.
5 years ago. So 2019.
2021.
Okay.
January 3rd of 2021 was his last 300-yard passing game. I mean, it's almost impossible.
They have been really, really bad. Like you said earlier, maybe Stefanski's getting told from above that he's got
to
play him.
I think that has to be it.
I don't understand why wouldn't you just put in Jameis and say, all right, spark us.
Yeah.
Maybe it's tankathon.
Maybe it is. Maybe they just are like, you know what? We're going to win
because
two or three
will
games.
Be drafting a quarterback.
Oh.
And maybe he sits for a year behind Deshaun, but they will draft a quarterback.
They'll be picking in the top 2 or 3 at this pace. Maybe number 1.
We learned that at the NFC North is a dominant division.
It's pretty loaded.
The Vikings are 5-0, but the Lions, they look every bit as good as they did last year. Number 1 offense in the league now. Goff throws 3 more touchdown passes. They're averaging 30.2 points per game. But huge hit. Aiden Hutchinson breaks his left tibia.
Yeah, that was gruesome.
Out for the season.
Out for the year.
That's terrible, man.
He was leading the NFL in sacks with 7.5.
Don't get a staph infection now. Beyond that.
Well, I'm sure he's going to have the best medical care available. But the Cowboys.
That's a big loss. Offensively, they can beat you everywhere, but that is a big loss.
Cowboys are allowing 39 points per game at home. 39.
I don't know how you can continue to keep your head coach when you get beat 47-9.
I think Jerry's just, he's resigned. He knows that the season's slipping away.
Yeah.
He's just going to let him hang himself, play it out, and then he's going to hire Bill Belichick in the offseason.
They're not 0-6, they're 3-3.
Yeah, but they have a fatal flaw, JP. They're allowing teams to hang 40 on them with regularity.
I mean, do you think they're a playoff team the way they're playing?
I don't think it's over yet.
I don't think it's over.
They made the playoffs last year.
That's embarrassing. That's the type of loss.
I'm just saying, you're talking about firing a guy. What's his record as the Cowboys head coach?
You get too stuck on like their what guys have done previously. I look and see what he's doing this year, allowing 47 at home, the worst home loss since Jerry Jones bought the Cowboys. It's not going to sit well. For a guy who's already on thin ice, not going to sit well.
And then they got to play the 49ers and the Falcons back-to-back on the road, who both can put up points.
Right.
I'm just saying, look, I probably agree with you. He's probably not going to make a change now. He'll make a change at the end of the year. But that's the type of loss that you go, you know what, I've seen enough.
Even though the defense sucks, he does have a guy with head coaching experience there in Zimmer.
He does.
That could take over.
All right, but he's 3-3. Do you know what he was the previous three seasons?
Again, I don't care about what he's done.
But that's part of you got to look at a resume.
You always bring up the Browns and what they did last year. They won 11 games. Doesn't matter. I look and see what they're doing currently, and they are a sieve on defense.
They lost to a very good team.
They've got no answers. No,
they were embarrassed.
They didn't lose. They were humiliated at home in front of a national audience. By a team in their conference.
Look, you're probably right. He's not
you would elevate
make a
Mike Zimmer like he was some great stud.
As a placeholder. He's not the long... But
I don't think that's an upgrade.
I would throw Mike McCarthy over with the quickness.
I'll take Mike McCarthy over over Zimmer.
Well, you're going to get the same result.
Again, I'm not saying for long term. I'm saying for the next 10 games or whatever they have left on their schedule.
It might take one more. If they get beat like that again...
Don't you think it's a talent issue, though?
Look, they're without some key guys on defense, right? I mean, Parsons is out. A couple guys are out of defense. They've got Zeke Elliott as their starting running back. Okay? But still, 47-9?
I mean, it's a bad loss, but you're 500. We learned that the Falcons might be a legit contender in the NFC. If you look at their losses, they lost to the Steelers in the opener. Kirk looked awful in that game.
Yep.
Maybe rusty. And they lost to the Chiefs in a pretty close game. Their offense got the running game going yesterday. The passing game is there. Cakes had Drake London on the touchdown parlay. Sorry. That was a winner.
10 targets yesterday, 6 grabs, found the end zone.
They've won 3 games in a row.
Yep.
You know what?
Well, no, man, Atlanta, I think, could be a legit contender.
Got the Seahawks
at least
at home.
This game. That was against the Panthers, but in this game... They did the 1-2 rushing punch the Lions did against the Cowboys with Algier going over 100 and Bijan close to it with 95.
That should make you feel real good about Sunday at 4:05.
Oh, yeah.
Washington against against the Panthers.
The Falcons amassed nearly 200 yards rushing against the Panthers.
Yeah, that should
I would expect a similar number from the Commanders.
And I brought this up last week. I think we've learned that Joe Flacco should be the starting quarterback for the Indianapolis Colts. He leads them to a win. It wasn't pretty. It was against the Titans, 20-17. 2 more touchdown passes. On the season, he's got 7 touchdowns with just 1 pick. And do you know how many straight games he now has with at least 2 touchdown passes?
Well, he was on fire last year with the Browns. I'm going to say it's
10?
6 or 8.
It's 8.
Yeah.
8 straight games with 2 or more touchdown passes.
Right. You know what? That's another.
How do you go to Anthony Richardson?
That's another indictment.
Because you can compete. I'm not saying you're a great team, but you still. What are the Colts? 500?
Yes, 3-3.
Yeah.
You go to Anthony Richardson because he was drafted 4 overall.
Right.
That's why.
Another indictment on
the
Browns.
But maybe they don't. Maybe they wait until Flacco has a couple really bad games and then they go to Richardson. But I everyone thought Richardson was going to play this week.
Right.
And at the last minute, they said, no, we're going to hold him out.
Good trickery by Shane Steichen and the staff. Yeah. Making the Titans guess till the last minute. And the Browns, you're idiots again because you had Flacco in your building and he outplayed Deshaun Watson. You said, you know what? We're not interested in you. We'll just let you go out on the market.
Well, everybody outplays Deshaun Watson.
Right.
But you're right. 3-3. Titans are bad, so you got to beat them. But he's played like a savvy vet.
Coming up next, it's our colleague check-in. We'll talk to our guy, Funny Danny, Danny Rouillet from the Grant and Danny Show next here on The Junkie.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back on a Misery Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. Visit careers with MIOS.com. Time now for our colleague check-in. We're joined now by the co-host of Grant and Danny on 106.7 The Fan. It is our pal Danny Rouye, Funny Danny. Hey, Danny.
Morning, boys. How are we?
So,
doing good.
Does it feel like a Misery Monday to you?
It doesn't, man. And I know a lot of people don't like this kind of stuff, and they'll consider it loser talk, and they'll post in all caps and like have an emoji where someone's crying. But yeah, for me, it's not. I mean, they're already so much better than I thought they would be this year. Jaden Daniels is the truth. So I'm kind of going, this is all house money at this stage. They've got the second most cap space heading into next season, regardless of what they do with some of their own personnel. Like, they could probably, you know, scrimp and make a couple cuts and have even more room. So they're really building something. And it make the specter kind of this past offseason makes a bit more sense to me now than it did then. I was critical of this front office. I was totally wrong. They were right. Adam Peters is handsome. I'm fat and gross. Look like a gargoyle. But they are so much better than I thought they'd be. The defense isn't very good. They can't stop an elite offense. Nobody's really stopped Baltimore here this last month. I'm kind of going, that stunk. I'd rather win the game, obviously, than lose it. But I am not miserable. I'm going, this was a great experience for Jaden Daniels, where nothing really came easy. It seems, just on a couple points, I haven't caught much of what you guys are talking about this morning. But, you know, it seems those quarterback design runs these last couple weeks have been figured out pretty good by both Cleveland and Baltimore. Not much there on some of those. You know, Jaden Daniels sprint out, Jaden Daniels read option keeper. Doesn't seem like there's much going on in that regard. So that's good. They've taken something away. What are we going to do about it? This is all kind of about him to me. And he keeps, you know, demonstrating something new every week and something awesome every week. Like that throw in the back corner of the end zone to Terry McLaurin was a thing of absolute beauty. That's Mahomes. That's Burrow. That's some of the best in the game. And now he's one of the guys doing that. That was electric. And that's kind of what I'm here to say.
But Danny, to turn it negative for a second, at least all of Ron's guys chipped in yesterday. All the guys who picked high. That was great. That was great to see.
Yeah, that was great to see. Send me my ring, okay? Make sure you really do that. Okay? More so than anything else. Yeah, I mean, I'm with you. I mean, a lot of what had to happen, what usually happens in rebuilds, remember this, like, you know, when it's bottoms out at the end of a regime over the years and it's the new one comes in, the first year is really about the purge. The Houston situation where you turn around and, you know, fire everybody and the next thing you know, you've got this electric quarterback and you're a double-digit win team and you win a playoff game, that's more rare. What usually happens is you follow up a 4-13 with a, you know, a 5-12 and then you can really start to build and grab your own guys in there. So I thought we were more in store for that than we were this Houston thing. But we're doing the Houston thing that they did last year. It went from a joke of a franchise to now one of the best in the league, and it really took finding the right quarterback, having lightning strike. So, yeah, it's true that it's, you know, some of the old guys, the old guard that have been here, despite Ron and the Marty Party's years of having access to new personnel that didn't upgrade the roster. It ended up being, you know, some of the mainstays, the Terry McLaurin's of the world.
They're definitely going to, you
know, really boot them.
They're definitely going to address the defense. But how are you feeling just about, all right, so 4-2, when you looked at the schedule before the season, you went, all right, we're going to lose to Baltimore. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe you didn't think that they were going to lose in a tight, you know, 7-point game, even though they were never leading. But they showed well offensively. Defensively, they've got work to do. But Panthers next week. Now, the Panthers, you know, they've got a savvy, vetted quarterback who can throw touchdowns. He'll also give the ball back to you. But they've got some guys who can hurt you. But it's the biggest line on the board. They're minus 430 on the money line. All right, huge favorite. They have to beat the Panthers. Don't you believe
so? Well, but Jason, it's really, again, it's about what you view this season as. If you're treating this as a regular football season with an opportunity to win the division that they can, by the way, as they lead here through 6 weeks, then, yeah, of course you've got to beat the Panthers. It's an NFC game. It's a winnable game against a team that, you're right, it has been friskier since they went to the Red Rifle, but they are still not very good. Just their overall sample that they've turned in, they had one dead cat bounce win where they played great, and then since then they've been pretty pedestrian, easy to move the ball against them, and you could certainly stop them if you make Andy Dalton move his feet at all. But so, yeah, you would say, hey, we need to win this game if we're going to win the division. And I'm with that. I'm all in favor of having that kind of season. They've put enough hay in the barn where you go, yeah, of course that's reasonable now. But, again, I'm still sort of big picture, right? Big picture, long term, I'm going, Jaden Daniels is here. They have a competent ownership, a competent front office, even though the coach has a back rotat and is a defensive mind. Seems like they've got a pretty good staff together. So, to me, this is sort of big picture, long term, an individual week, whether you show well or don't. But just treating it as this season, if that makes any sense, of course you're 100% right. You win the winnable games in the NFL, you can get to 9 and 10 wins pretty easy, right? It's the great teams, the ones that are really good, that are winning 12, 13, 14 games, which is not a level I think they're at yet, where you go every week going, okay, well, they got to play us versus, ooh, we get Carolina this week, if that makes any sense. I still think they're in that good bucket, which to me is way more exciting than being the, well, they're losing, but Daniels played well, you know?
Talking to our pal Danny Ruye from the Grant and Danny Show. So I threw this out there to Coach Cakes earlier.
Yeah.
So we know the defensive personnel. What could they do to get better right now defensively?
Right.
Is there anything that Coach Ruye would
Six
do?
6 weeks in, what are you going to do? How are you changing?
That's a great question. To me, they know where they're vulnerable. And it's like I just picture a kid in front of a leaky dam, you know, with only so many fingers that they can plug holes with, and they're trying to figure out how to stop the leak, and they can't, right? I mean, yesterday, you could see it. It was almost like, all right, we're going to begin by playing zone. They got hammered. They're like, now we're going to go man-to-man. And Zay Flowers had a million catches for 2,000 yards and could have set the record if Baltimore felt like it, right? So, you know, there's no real answer. There's no real stopping people. I would pretty much say I want the ball in my offense's hands as much as possible. And coaches don't think this way, but I would just try to get the ball back to Jaden Daniels as much as possible. Mostly for my own viewing pleasure, but also maybe strategically, right? So if I'm going to give up big plays, which they did yesterday constantly, at least I'm going to create as much havoc as I possibly can. I would Todd Bowles this thing. I'd ramp it up to 11. I would blitz a different guy from a different place every single play just to guess. If I force one negative play, if I force one hold, one setback, maybe now my defense can stop somebody. But just lining up and playing and keeping everybody in front, kind of doing what – you know, the modern defenses are doing at this point in the NFL, which is, you know, so much, you know, high two deep or just some of the, you know, drop, you know, four quarters and shells and keeping everybody in front of you, making you matriculate the ball 10, 15 plays down the field. They can't do that And they're still giving up a bunch of big plays, too, even while they're playing soft to conservative. So I'd go the opposite, but, you know, they don't think of it that way. They don't want to be on SportsCenter for the wrong reasons.
You kind of mentioned this before, but I'm wondering if there are any concerns about this offense at all. Do you think the defenses around the league are making adjustments to take away Jaden's running?
For the design stuff, it seems to have happened so far, right? Yeah. I mean, think about the last 2 weeks against Cleveland. Now, the scrambles are a different animal, right? You want to keep them in the pocket, and good luck doing that. Same for Lamar Jackson, right? But think of the run to the right that they scored on against Arizona, if you can picture it, right? That sort of short
shot, like a sweep.
Kind of pistol. Yeah, it's almost like a student body right. Well, they scored a touchdown against Arizona. The last 2 weeks they've run that play, it's gone for -1 and 0 against two different defenses and some of the read option keeper stuff. People seem to keyed on and had either it's a safety or a nickel corner or a linebacker sort of waiting there to the right side. Everyone kind of knows that's where they're going, right? So, okay, now people have adjusted to that. Defensive coordinators get paid an awful lot, too, and they figured out how to stop Cliff Kingsbury's offenses over the years. They've gotten off to rip-roaring starts in Arizona, and then kind of the second half, there's a swoon. Some people will point to, an injury or two that kind of, exacerbated that, but still, to me, this is going to happen. This is inevitable, and that's good for Daniels. I think ultimately they have to, there's no easy button, so they shut a certain thing off. What are you going to do about it? In years past, it's been Washington doesn't have a counterpunch. There's nothing they can do once someone takes away the thing that they like to do. Now I feel like there's actual answers in the bag, and it's really about, him finding those things, Kingsbury continuing to put him in pretty good positions. I thought Baltimore's defense was really good yesterday in kind of taking away some of the easy stuff, so they made it harder. Cleveland made it harder, too, and Washington had a bunch of big plays in that game. So, I think the adjustments will be made, but my hope is there's still more in the bag for Washington to kind of counter their counters.
All right, Danny, I want to give you an opportunity because I know you're a big fan like I am, and you're an emotional guy. I'm an emotional guy. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you an opportunity to get over your skis like your boy. I said last week, I'm willing to say now, Jaden's going to go down as one of the all-time greats of his generation. How far are you willing to go?
If he's healthy.
Yes, that's a given.
Yeah, of course. That to me is that was my reservation. Sure you guys were attuned to every word and every social media post I uttered over the last handful of years, and we're chronicling it for viewpoints. But he's the guy that I wanted in this draft. Mm-hmm. My only hesitation, my only reservation, right. Was like, he doesn't throw over the middle and the sack to pressure percentage. Wrong, incorrect. He's awesome. The thing that has terrified me and continues to is his frame. You just can't make a dude thick. You can't make a dude stout. You can't make a dude that can withstand a whole bunch of hits. He has so far, .. But, you remember what it was like for Griffin. Everybody kept yelling at us when you go, hey, he probably shouldn't take these kind of hits. Shut up, he played, he balled out, and he ran the triple option. And Shanahan put him in the Baltimore game, even after he clearly had a broken knee. But whatever, right? All it takes is that one that you don't withstand. And next thing you know, your career's altered. So that continues to be my only reservation. If he's healthy, we have the thing. We have the monster. We have the thing that everybody's jealous of. Every fan base wants what we've got. So all-time great, I have no idea.
For his generation, he's going to go down as one of the best of his generation.
That's fine by me. Honestly, if he's healthy, Eric, we have the thing. The thing that I've
he's the real
my
deal.
Entire life. Yeah, the thing that I've covered my entire life. The quarterback that gives you a chance every week. To me, a lot of guys can drop back when it's 72 and sunny, pat the football and make their first read on a 6-yard check down. There's 40 guys right now on the planet that can do that at a pretty proficient clip. The thing that only a handful can do is turn that negative into a positive and turn what should be a loss into the back-breaking game, that long touchdown, that, oh my God, how did that happen? And that's how games are won. Everybody wants to focus on, on third down in the second quarter, they did this. There's going to be a 4th and 12, and someone's got to convert in a playoff game in a must-win moment to win the division. I'll take that guy over, 27, 28 other people in the league right now, and that's the conversation. That's the whole point. It's okay to realize what we've got. We should cherish it as long as he's healthy.
Danny, what is more valuable, Jaden Daniels or whatever ring all of those elves or trolls are searching for in Lord of the Rings?
Oh, jeez.
Well, it's obviously not. It's not an apples to apples comparison. It's obviously the one ring to rule them all. You think about the power that it holds over both the Numenoreans. You think of the power it holds over all the lives of men and elves and dwarves. We even get to the point of it talking about hobbits. So the ability to dominate will and life is obviously on a global scale. way more important than having a good quarterback. So it's not a fair question. It sounds like I'm knocking Jaden Daniels simply by talking about the power of the one ring, not to mention the Elven rings that were uncorrupted by Sir On the Deceiver and designed by Celebrimbor. So to me, it's an unfair question. I appreciate you asking it.
Sure.
But the answer is obviously the Elven rings.
Okay, got it.
Danny, I was just perusing your Twitter. You got a lot of pickup hoop stats on there. How's your pickup hoops game going?
Killing it. Danny, all he does is play pickup hoops and pickleball with a weighted vest on.
This is a dangerous pursuit at your advanced age now, Danny.
I know. As a 45-year-old, I basically have an orthopedist on speed dial. It's coming. But yeah, I'm playing pickleball right now. I'm taking a break and everyone's watching me on the court. I am wearing my weighted vest, FYI, just in case everybody was concerned. When my oldest son was born, I like sat at home and ate food because everyone like brought you like delicious foodstuffs, and I got like super fat, fatter than normal. And I was like, I told my wife, I was like, you know what? I'm going to go exercise. I'm going to go play some pickup hoops. Long and short, I played with this group of like 20-somethings, and I yelled, "That's a foul!" when someone kicked me in the back of the leg, and I turned around. No one was within 25 feet. I just blew my hamstring out. So I haven't played basically in 10-plus years. But like some of my neighbors are doing it, and it's like this exact right middle-aged man basketball. Mm-hmm. Like it's the perfect formula where everybody like occasionally is just going to walk up the court just because. You know what I mean? Because like they're tired, and like that's my speed.
Are you Allen Iverson on this court?
No. Well, in terms of high volume shots,
no. Like you're one of the top guys,
or comp yourself to a wizard.
The game you're mentioning, I remember in my old neighborhood when I was in my 30s. I played in the game with a bunch of the dads who had kids, and like in my normal pickup game, I was a role player. But in this game, I was an Allen Iverson. Are you the Allen Iverson of this game?
If you're asking me, am I the Allen Iverson of the Fairfax County Elementary School that we play in on Tuesday nights? I'm going to say yes, JP.
Nice. It's a good feeling. I mean, I see you got game winners, 4 for 5 from threes, 3 for 4 from threes. He's got box scores.
Yeah.
Yeah, I fill it up. And you know, that doesn't mean I can't keep track of my turnovers. I can't keep track of I wanted to make that pass, but I couldn't because I'm not athletic anymore. I don't have those. I just have the shooting stats. Your boy could shoot it.
That's good.
Back in the day.
Are you just keeping track in your head while the game is going on? Like, how do you do it?
That's the answer, Cakes. I'm very self-centered. I'm very selfish. I love my own numbers. It's only been over the last couple of years, and this is honest to God true, where I no longer remember every at-bat I've ever had. So, like, if you would ask me, like, when you faced Dave Mason as an 11-year-old, what happened? Well, my first at-bat on a 2-1 count, I hit my first home run over the fence. Like, I absolutely remember it was a fastball middle out, probably thigh-high, and I tattooed it to center field. First home run, I got the ball, and it's not a big deal. But, like, I don't remember every at-bat anymore. So that's kind of faded out of my memory, but, yes, I'm able to keep my own stats.
Got it.
Amazing.
Impressive.
Dave the problem Mason. With the middle-age hoops is when you watch it from afar, it's cringe.
Well, yes. I guess there aren't big crowds.
Yeah,
right. I mean, let's be honest.
It's like Cameron Indoor when he's playing?
No, I'm just saying when you walk by, like you're walking your dog at the park and you see the dad's playing, it's cringe.
It's like watching Adam Sandler. You watch it, it's like so slow, so much space.
Growing up, like the one guy backing someone down starting at half court. No, I mean, when we have an odd number and someone has to sit, and then you watch it and you go, this is the game
I'm
struggling
at. Right. That's when you know. That's when you know. That's funny.
Yep.
All right. Hey, thank you, buddy. Enjoy. Just stay in one piece.
You got it. Love you, boys.
Yeah. All right. Love you.
Love you too, man.
Thank you, buddy.
It is technically a Misery Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. You can visit careers with MIOS.com. Coming up next, we'll tackle some college football, including the game Cakes went to, at least for a half, on Friday night. Welcome back on a Misery Monday brought to you by Chenega Miles, the 2024 top workplace. You can visit careers with MIOS.com. We'll get back to the Commanders coming up at 9 o'clock and get into what we think the ceiling is for this team when you look at the NFC.
Interesting.
Where do they fit into the equation amongst the top teams? What did that Ravens game tell you about whether they are a legit contender or not?
All right.
But we should sprinkle in a little non-NFL talk. Mm. First of all, the Capitals had their first game. They lost that 5-3.
Dropped to the Devils.
Yeah.
So our guy gave up 5 goals.
Chucky gave up 5 goals. I didn't watch the entire game, so I don't know the quality of the goals that were given up.
Why don't you focus on the offense scoring three, because that didn't happen that often last season.
Yeah, but three ain't great.
Now he gave up five. That's not great.
I know.
Three ain't great either. Three's like, okay.
They had a lot of games last year where they scored two.
Tons of games.
Well, remember that Carbs told us it was a work in progress.
He did tell us that.
That's what he said.
Yeah.
Right here on the show.
Just a few days ago.
Now they play Vegas, I think. Is it tomorrow? I think they play tomorrow.
Double check their sked. See who's upcoming.
But, man, I can't believe the hockey season's already started.
It is.
Hockey season has started. Basketball season's not that far away. Playing preseason games.
I know.
But
Golden Knights come in tomorrow, Capital One.
Yeah.
It was also a big college football weekend. We had a couple of college football guests on the show last week because there were big games like the Ohio State-Oregon game. But Cakes went to a big game on Friday night. We had Coach Loxley on. It was a blackout. There was a lot of excitement.
And before we get
to
the game,
tailgating.
I finally took up our friend Scotty from Scotty's Vodka on his invite to come out to their tailgate. They've got an awesome tailgate setup for those that have never been. They're right behind like where Ludwig Field is, where the Terps soccer team plays. They kind of have like a corner there where they're set up, where it's like a bunch of different spots, and everybody just comes in, and there's food from like six or eight different people. They're doing barbecue down here. They're grilling over there. Lido pizza all over the place. Scotty's got this fancy drink fountain that's shooting out a Scotty's vodka cocktail. All you have to do is grab your Scotty's vodka cup, stick it underneath, and you got a craft.
Did you take any
Scotty's
pictures
vodka
of it?
Cocktail.
Did you take any pictures?
A couple pictures.
I want to see what it looks like.
It's just one picture with Scotty in front of the cocktail machine.
Yeah, I want to see that.
So we had a great time at the tailgate. Brought my family out. Amazing time. They couldn't have been more welcoming, more hospitable.
Were there a lot of people there?
Yeah, it was pretty packed.
Yeah.
I mean, the tailgate lots were packed.
Yeah.
Because it's Friday night.
It's Friday night.
People just want to dust off work early, come and day drink into the evening drink. So it was a good vibe. The vibes heading into the game were immaculate.
Mm.
They were great.
Then
we go into CQ Stadium, and I don't know what happened. I mean, the Terps were coming off a bye week. They should have been recharged.
Big favorite.
Huge favorite,
11 points.
Yep. Like they're on an island game on a Friday night. They have the national spotlight is on College Park, and I think it's the worst loss in the Mike Loxley era.
It's got to be.
I can't think of one that's worse.
It's got to be. It's an embarrassing loss.
I mean,
is what it is.
All of the air was sucked out of the stadium in the
first
quarter.
What did he say after the game? Did anybody watch the presser? Like, is it online? I want to watch it.
I mean, I'm sure it is. I heard one of his quotes about, like, you know, we just have to process this. There are better things ahead. You know, like
he's trying to be positive.
I mean, like, it was just sitting there on a silver platter for them to take advantage of a bad Northwestern team. Who, by the way, coming into this game, here are Northwestern's points totals of what they scored this year.
Yep.
13, 20. Now, they put up 31 on Eastern Illinois, who I think is a subdivision
team.
They
didn't even put up 37 against Eastern Illinois.
They put up five points against Washington, then 24 points. And then they come into College Park and drop 37 on the Terps.
It was so shocking to me. Look, you lose 37-10 to anybody, it's a bad loss.
Right.
But to that Northwestern team at home on a Friday night,
it's embarrassing.
After you come off a bye, it's an embarrassing loss.
It was an abject disaster.
And Locks knows it.
Oh,
he's embarrassed.
He totally knows it.
All of those players, they're all embarrassed. Yeah. What? You left at halftime.
I left at halftime. I said, I've seen enough. Plus, at that point, it's 10 o'clock and I've been up all day. Like if the Terps were leading, or if it was a competitive game, I would have stayed. I would have stayed at least into the third quarter. There was no reason to stay.
And then the next 3 weeks, look, USC has to travel four time zones.
I know.
All right. But USC had Penn State beat.
Mm-hmm.
Penn State had to convert two fourth downs in the fourth quarter on the final drive to send it to OT. They've got better players than Maryland, believe me.
I don't know if I would have scheduled Southern Cal as your homecoming opponent. And I know scheduling is weird.
But you know what?
You don't always have control.
College football is unpredictable. That could be a game where they really show up.
Sure.
But that's going to be a tough game.
Yep.
Then they got to go to Minnesota. Won't be easy.
Mm-hmm.
Then they've got to go to Oregon.
They've got a trip to Oregon looming.
Yeah. I think those are the next three. So
now everything's up for question when you lose a game like that.
Sure,
of course.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, they turned the ball. They turned the ball over.
Look, they
four
still
got.
They still got to play Iowa and Penn State. I could see them just losing five of the next six.
Been there, done that. Been there before.
Yeah, it was bad. And like at the start of the game, the stadium I would say was 80 to 85% full, if not more. Like that place was packed.
I bet it was.
At halftime, it looked like a like an anthrax bomb.
But it was 17-10, and they forced a punt for Northwestern. Mm-hmm. All right, Maryland was playing terrible. They played terrible in the first half, but they stop them and they force a punt, and on the second play that they fumble.
Yeah.
And Northwestern scores. It's 24-10.
Ugly, ugly loss.
And the game was pretty much over then.
A couple other college football notes. So you mentioned Oregon. They won the game against Ohio State 32-31. Close game. Texas smashed Oklahoma in the Red River rivalry game 34-3. We had Nicole Arbach on the show to talk about that one.
Mm-hmm.
Colorado-Kansas State. Close game.
Close game, but Colorado lost four receivers, including Travis Hunter in the game. So it was bad losses because they lost at home against a ranked team, but they lost four players, including their best player. Not sure yet.
What was the injury?
Shoulder, I believe.
All right.
Yep.
Hey, we should give props to Drabby Sun Devils for upsetting Utah.
Yeah, that
upsetting
was
a ranked opponent.
Friday night.
That was the other Friday night college game.
Yeah, Utah should have kept Cam Rising benched.
Through three pickles.
Yeah, I know. But, man, I just couldn't believe that score when I saw it in College Park.
It was a rough one.
And they got they got Prather and Felton back.
I know.
And did Bama almost lose?
Bama was tested by South Carolina.
That was a really interesting game to watch.
I think South Carolina was catching like 21 points in that game, too.
Look, Milroe throws a pick in the end zone when they're driving in the fourth quarter, and South Carolina, all they got to do is kind of take up some time and burn the clock a little bit and punt with a one-point lead. Second play, they fumble. And then Bama goes in and scores. But South Carolina had a chance to go down and score. Great throw and catch. Had a chance with a two-point conversion, but Sellers just overthrew him. So
it's crazy.
That was fun. That was a fun game to watch.
I forget who the announcer was, but he definitely said Alabama's going to survive before South Carolina kicked the onside kick. I'm like, you dummy.
Yeah, they get the onside
roll
kick.
Down
of course
tide.
They're going to recover it now.
By the way,
it's crazy how perception can change.
It was Tessitore, I think.
Because they beat Georgia after beating Wisconsin. And Georgia, I believe, was number one at the time. Maybe they were number two. And then they lose to Vanderbilt, and you're like, what the heck? You just beat Georgia and Wisconsin, legit teams. And then you almost lose to South Carolina?
Yeah.
They're just not as
explosive. I don't think that happens under Saban.
Probably not.
Who knows? But they're just not as explosive defensively. They just don't have the guys that get after the quarterback like they usually do. Maybe that's portal related or whatever. Maybe they got a couple injuries, but they aren't as good defensively.
I had two teams left in Jason's college survivor pool, and as I was watching the scores on Saturday, I took Illinois to survive in the Big Ten, and I looked at the halftime score. It's 24-3. They're just giving Purdue the business. I went into my little grid sheet and crossed off Illinois and said, that's a winner. I checked the score later, and the final is 50-49 in overtime. I went, what?
Yeah.
couldn't believe what happened.
And they had a chance. Overtime. They had a chance. They go for two after they scored in overtime for the win.
Squeaked.
Yeah, I know. That was
a squeaker.
Purdue scored 40 points in the third and fourth quarter.
Yeah.
I don't know how that's possible. Because they ain't that good.
They're not that good.
They're 1-5. But that's college football for you. But yeah, there was a bunch of people at Illinois in that pool. That would have been destruction.
What did Tech do? Did you mention? I'm sorry.
They had a bye. They play Thursday against Boston College.
And you'll be there.
I'll be there. 7:30 kick.
All right.
Coming off a bye, and BC just lost because they look terrible. And so this is a game they got to win.
EB, do you want your Eric Bieniemy updates?
Have they improved upon 15 points per game? Because that's about where they were about 2 weeks ago.
They lost.
He's the offense coordinator for UCLA.
Yeah,
they beat Hawaii in the opener,
all right.
16-13.
Right.
Since then, UCLA, and granted, he's just the offense coordinator.
All right.
They lost to Indiana 42-13.
Right.
To LSU, tough opponent, 34-17.
Yeah.
Oregon, tough opponent, 34-13.
Right.
So, okay.
All right.
You can do the points. 16, 13,
oh, they were
17, 15 13.
About at that point.
Lost to Penn State, another good team,
yeah.
27-11.
Yeah.
Faced Minnesota. High watermark, 17 points, but Minnesota had 21.
I knew they were doomed when I saw Deshaun Foster walk out during Big Ten Media Day, and he looked like just a wooden statue. He just wouldn't talk.
Well, he was the, but he has an issue or something, right? Don't they say he
claims
has like
he has issues speaking
like
in front of crowds?
Anxiety issue.
Yeah. You know, being a head coach might not be your gig.
Did Chip Kelly get out when the cupboard was bare? Like, he knew what was coming.
Right.
He couldn't get like a 10th season of DTR, who seemed to be there forever.
Well, they're probably going to get waxed by Rutgers and Nebraska, both on the road.
Their quarterback, this kid, Ethan Garbers, has 9 picks.
Well, he's got the worst offensive coordinator in college football.
I don't know if it's
the
coordinator.
The biggest fraud.
I mean, I'm not saying Bieniemy's great, but the quarterback
coaching.
Ain't great either.
Your head coach is not desperate to unload his great assistants.
Right.
It's just not a thing. It was this whole morality play where Andy Reid wanted what was better for Eric Bieniemy. Give me a break. Guy's just a dud. He infuriates me.
Valdez, Terps play at UCLA next year. Maybe we should take a road trip. Watch Terps boat race UCLA.
Well, I'm sure they'll probably clean
don't
house.
Count chickens.
You can't count any chickens.
I'm counting so many chickens.
You know what to do. Parlay UCLA with the Panthers.
Okay. This is in 2025.
I know.
I'm talking about next year.
So trying to do a futures parlay.
Everything.
Wasn't he doing a lot of crowing about Maryland against Northwestern all week?
Who, me?
You.
I probably said they're going to smash them.
When we come back, can smash I finally him. Get... I want Drab on the record again. I want him to deny Jaden's greatness. Okay? I want him to again say he's not sold. And let's just see. You know, this is like an IQ test.
Has he actually said he's not sold?
Yeah. He basically said he's playing well.
Not basically. Has he said he's not
no,
sold?
No, he's just saying he's playing well. What okay. do you want me to say? He's playing well.
Right.
He won't acknowledge... We got our guy.
All right, we'll do that, and we're going to tackle where we believe the Commanders fit into the NFC picture. Are they a legit contender? What did yesterday tell you about this Washington Commanders team? 800-636-1067 is the number. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Oh, it's such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.